not necessarily. You could shine the eyes a lot of times, and a lot of times you couldn't. You know, with a long torch, that's back in the... You have never hunted at all, huh? No kind
never
of...
Never hunted coons. I hunt quail.
I said,
and dove, but...
Get off with a long... Used to meet a kid with a long pine torch.
Yes.
And a man that's reflecting up the tree, you know, where you can see his red eyes. Well, now they use big flashlights, but a lot of times they're going to hope. And then you got to climb up there and go.
Did you have something in the kitchen, say a bucket or some kind of thing that you put scraps in to carry out to the hall?
Oh, yeah, a slop bucket. Call that slop bucket, yeah. A big old, well, most of the time, just a big old foot tub, you know. Every morning that had to be carried to the hall. What you want now?
I'm looking for my pencil.
Sure. In those days, there's a lot of slop, too. The trimmings off of collard and cabbage, you know, because all the vegetables come out the garden, all that trimmings went in the slop bucket.
Yes, sir. Huh. Your wife keeps a lot of flowers. Is she something you put cut flowers in the house?
She had everything a man can have around the house to cut the concerning flowers. I don't know what you're talking about, but she has...
Well, something you put cut flowers... There it is, behind my ear. Look at that.
Well, I'd be done.
A flower thing, you know, kind of... You put water in them and cut flowers in that?
I haven't seen that. I don't think...
You have vases? A vase right here?
Basement. But
a vase?
Vase. No, not that I know of.
Okay. Mostly you just grow your flowers. She just grows flowers.
That's right. She was going to grow flowers. Yeah, and they got them too many flowers here, and when they're small, when they come, they get in a fight and tear some of them up, which doesn't mean good, but they don't come no more than when they do that and got too big to fight. But
yes. Did your wife would sweep with what?
Just a common house broom.
But a long time ago they had those...
Well, now, we never did. We used to, out of long straw, you know, make them, and have a string and wrap them tight. Yeah, I remember my mother used to make those kinds.
Joe showed me one at his house, Grover.
Yeah, that's sure. I remember my mother using those. It's just broom seeds. Make them out of broom seeds. Broom straw, we call it broom seeds.
Yeah.
And they'd last a good long while.
They were as good as all other things you use, right?
That's right, sure. Yeah.
Well, any other things that you remember?
I'm trying to think, man.
Peculiar type objects you used to cook with or anything like that? Well, you just carried water in a wooden, was it wooden bucket?
Yeah. On the front porch is a wooden bucket full of water there all the time. If we went and got it, you know, and kept a good fresh bucket of water there on the front porch, on a shelf, on the front porch. And that's where we went out and washed up there at hand.
Yes, sir.
Huh. What is that?
Excuse me,
How did things used to come when you went to the store? I guess they come packaged a lot different, didn't they?
Well, yeah, sure they did. Lard would come in a big barrel. That's what I wanted to look it for. I thought
that's
it.
Used to cook. Y'all want a light on?
Yeah.
Okay.
See that fit down in the stove. It was a place for a set on top of the stove.
Yeah.
And you take the lid off the stove and set that on. Huh?
A wood stove.
You know, I know he knows a wood stove.
Oh, this, you sit this on the
hole
in the stove?
It's a, yeah, have a hole, and a lid,